Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I'll talk to the author about their latest project. We'll tell you where you can find them on social media, and perhaps we'll even give you the opportunity to meet them. Joining me today is Celeste Ann Bowers, and we'll be talking about her book, If There's a Mailbox in Heaven. Welcome, Celeste.
Thank you so much.
I always think it's important that our listeners know a little bit about the person behind the book. So would you tell our listeners a little about yourself?
Sure. I'm originally from Fort Lee, New Jersey, and went to school there and then college in Florida. Met my husband and ended up in beautiful Huntington Beach, California. A proud mom of two children. I've coached both of my kids in sports. I'm definitely athletic and love the whole sports scene. Believe it or not, my dream when I was little was not only to write, but it was to be a stand-up comic. But as soon as my mom told me, no, you're not being a stand-up comic, then I said, okay.
Yeah, I get that.
I still use comedy in many ways that you'll see too when I speak later on. But I feel very blessed. I'm very proud to be a wife and a mom. I'm very proud to coach on the side. I've been a teacher. Like we mentioned, and we're going to go into, I am an author, as well as a motivational speaker. And I am blessed with every opportunity God gives me each and every day.
If There's a Mailbox in Heaven is a very personal story. Let's tell our listeners about the story behind this very personal book.
Well, I think first I'll start with why I chose this title, If There's a Mailbox in Heaven. I think people can all relate. When we lose someone we love so dearly, we want to say more to them, and there's really not a chance to do that. I was the crazy mom with the big planner. I had planned out my daughter Christina and my son Teddy. I had planned out their lives to the T. I had, you know, the school, the high school, the scholarships, the college. But sometimes as parents, we can get so crazy and consumed with the future that we lose out on moments that are right in front of us. And that's what my daughter, Christina, continues to teach me now. Sometimes life goes real smoothly, and we get married, we have two children, we think everything's in place, and then all of a sudden, something happens. For my family, it was back in 2004 when my 10-year-old daughter, Christina, was diagnosed with cancer. So the question becomes, how do you tell your daughter she has cancer? How do you face such a diagnosis? Well, Christina and I made a deal. We promised that day that we would never say, why me? We would say, use me. Use me, Lord, for your name and your glory. And that's how we got through this whole process without being angry. Anger never had room to enter in. My book, I believe, is different because I don't write in the third person. I thought, how could I make this book the right way, the only way? And that was to write to Christina as I'm telling her story. The other thing is, I don't have chapters in my book. They're packages. I call each one a package. I'm sending those to heaven. What makes my book stand out is that the last package is actually 50 letters from other people writing to my daughter in heaven. The crazy thing about that package is that most of those people never even knew Christina, never even met her, but by her story and testimony alone, were inspired and continue to be inspired. These people have chosen very challenging jobs, whether it's pediatric oncology jobs, child life specialists, special needs teachers, all these challenging jobs. But when they saw what my daughter accomplished at the age of 10, they felt, well, if Christina could do this at the age of 10, I can do this. So they, again, they were inspired.
How did you decide to sit down and put pen to paper to tell Christina's story? Did it just seem like the natural thing to do?
My friends and family knew that I was a writer. I had written poetry before and other short things, and they really urged me to share Christina's story with the world. And at first, you're so numb that that's a hard thing to do. But once I went through the process of everything, I did sit down, and it took me 3 years to write this book. And it was because of the emotional journey that you go through, the catharsis, everything. But I wouldn't trade that time for anything, especially now that I see the finished product. I always tell people, I tried giving Christina time off, but she's still working from heaven. She won't take any time off.
I love that perspective. Did you learn anything about yourself, Celeste, when you were writing this book?
I learned a lot, especially how much God does not let go of us when we're hurting so much. I felt driven to write this book, and I felt like I could do this, that nothing was going to stop me. People ask me, how do you go on after this type of journey, after this loss? And what I say to them is, well, how could I watch my 10-year-old daughter go through this? How could I watch Christina pick up her cross for Christ and carry it and not carry mine? To me, it's my turn. It's my turn to do this. And so I need to be her voice right now, and I need to continue this journey to help other people.
I think that that's absolutely what you will do, what this book will do, because you're right. It's very inspirational when someone reads Christina's story. And I know that from all the statistics, and I, of course, don't have any right here at my hands, but I know that so many people in our society are touched by cancer. Whether it's a child's cancer or a parent's cancer or their own cancer, they're touched by this. And I think reading an inspirational story from someone who's had an experience like yours, as we've talked about before we started the interview, each one of our journeys is different, but yet there's a commonality in that journey. And I think that anything like this that can help us understand and make our journey, if not easier, maybe one step at a time easier, is really so valuable.
I always share with people, how could I possibly understand the depths of people's compassion? You can't feel that unless you've walked through it. There's a reason why God chose Christina. He didn't choose me, my husband, or my son. He chose her for this amazing job. And people have to know that God calls us at different seasons in our life to do different jobs. So now this is my season. Like I said, it's my turn. Because I've walked through this, I can relate to someone else, to another mom, a dad, a friend, and I can try to help them through this process. But I will tell you this, we're all different, and I'll never tell somebody, oh, I know exactly how you feel. Because
right.
That's not true.
Right.
That's not true. I did not want people to force things on me when I lived in the hospital with my daughter. I held my Bible. I was so exhausted. I never even read it. I just slept with it right in my arms. I didn't want people forcing anything on me. I just needed to get through it. And I think we have to be very careful with other people's feelings, because we're all at different points in our life. We're all at different stages. I would like to share that people always ask, what were your goals for this book? And really, this book is written for every age, for every person of every walk of life, no matter where your faith is, no matter how old you are. In fact, my book is in the elementary school library at Calvary Chapel in Costa Mesa, where Christina went to school. And those kids check out her book all the time and learn about someone who actually was their schoolmate. The blessings I get from different people sharing with me what they've experienced from reading my book is amazing. And one quick story I'd like to share was, I met a family whose daughter was almost the same age as Christina, going through another cancer diagnosis. It wasn't looking good at all. Another friend asked me, Celeste, can I please have a copy of If There's a Mailbox in Heaven to give to the mom of this little girl? And I said, absolutely, you can have this, but you have to understand the timing of giving her this book when she's ready to read it. Absolutely. So the book was given to the mother. The mother leaves it on the kitchen table, goes shopping, and when she comes back, her daughter is there smiling and so happy. And she said, Mom, I read this book. Christina, she's just like me, Mom. She's just like me.
Wow. That's a really powerful story, Celeste. I know that we have pricked our listeners' interest, and I want them to know that they could have an opportunity to meet you. The book is going to be featured at Book Expo America that's going to be held in New York. You're going, so you will be there.
Yes.
Right?
Correct, I will be.
And
May 31st to June 2nd. It's going to be at the Javits Center in New York City. For those 3 days from 9 to 5. And when I give you my additional information, people are feeling free to send me a message. And if they have any interest in meeting me and speaking with me, that would absolutely bless me.
Excellent. And if they want to know more about Book Expo America, they can go to the website, and that will give them more information about the
Correct.
Event and who all will be there and et cetera. But I think that's wonderful that this book is going to be a featured book there. Where else could they find the book? I know that it's on Amazon. I always go to Amazon first just to make sure that the book is there and that everything works beautifully. All they have to do is put in if there's a mailbox in heaven by Celeste, C-E-L-E-S-T-E, N as in Nancy with a period, Bowers, B-O-W-E-R-S, and there's a really nice book search feature that's at the very top of the page. Put that in the book search feature, click on it, and the book comes right up. And there's a Kindle version, there's a paperback version. Is the book in hardback?
It's in Kindle, and it's in hardback. It is not in paperback.
If they don't want to go to Amazon, there are other places that the book is available. Let's tell them where else they can find it.
They could also go to the Barnes & Noble website, and the same thing. There's a search bar. Just type in, if there's a mailbox in heaven. Again, my name is Celeste N. Bowers, and they can easily obtain a copy there. They could also use my website, which is mailboxinheaven.com. If they go to mailboxinheaven.com, they can just click on, there's three different links that will take them right to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other sites, and they can choose which one is best for them.
What else will they find on your website, Christina? You've got me thinking about Christina now. Sorry,
okay.
Celeste.
That's okay. No problem. They will see events I have done in the past. As I mentioned before, I'm a motivational speaker. I have the Book Expo is on there. I just spoke as recently last night to a child life class at Azusa Pacific University here in California. There's other past programs I've been on, broadcast programs on the internet. They can see fun pictures of Christina and my family. They'll get a little more background in depth of my book and just other people too. There's a couple of comments from people that knew Christina and people that only know her story and are still inspired. I would also suggest to check my Facebook page out, because I always update what is going on and what I'm doing. And if you just go to facebook.com, you just have to type in my name, which is Celeste N. Bowers, and that'll lead you right there to my Facebook page.
Are you doing any other social media?
I am. I'm also on Instagram. And again, if you just go to the Instagram.com, it's my name, Celeste Bowers. I just don't have the N in that one. It's just Celeste Bowers. I try to make it easy to find me. I don't use any catchy names. I just use my name.
Good.
So people can have easy access to that.
Are there some final thoughts that you would like to leave our listeners with?
I would. I just want them to know that my book, it's not a story about cancer. It's not even just about my daughter, Christina. It's about Christina allowing our Lord to work through her to bring others closer to Him for His name, for His glory. I will close with a quote that Christina said a long time ago. She was given an opportunity to give out an award at a soccer high school banquet that she was able to attend out of the hospital. And with a white blood cell count of 0 and a heart filled with joy, she went up to this microphone and was to present an award to the athlete who showed the most perseverance and courage. And she went up to this microphone and she said, "I'm Christina Bowers. Thank you so much for letting me be here tonight. This award it's not about me. It's about Christ working through me. And that's Christina's quote that still rings loud today. It's not about me. It's about Christ working through me. And that's my hope now for me, too. This book's not about me either. This journey's not about me. I pray that Christ continues to work through me as well.
Celeste, it's been such an absolute pleasure to have you on our show. Thank you so much for being with us today on Books on Air.
Thank you.
Samuel Johnson said, "A writer begins a book. A reader finishes it." I hope that you'll join me for the next Books on Air. And until then, buy a book, read a book, share a book. Thank you so much for listening.